AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on how the Boulder, Colorado community tries to come to terms with Sunday's attack.
The Boulder, Colorado community is still trying to process Sunday's Molotov cocktail attack on demonstrators who were calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza.
My first reaction was, oh my gosh, this happened in our community, but I wasn't shocked.
Colorado State University student Alexandra Posnock says she's seen people online openly celebrating the attack. Ethan Babich lives near Denver.
I felt a lot of shock. I didn't quite know how to process it. There was some anger, there was sadness, grief.
Posnock says attacks like Sunday's scare her, but she says they also make her more motivated to confront the ideology behind them.
This is becoming more and more common in America, and as a community, we need to rally together to confront this ideology and call it out when we see it.
I'm Donna Warder.
Liberal candidate Lee Jae-myung is forecast to win South Korea's snap presidential election, according to a joint exit poll. The election comes 2 months after conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol was removed from office over his short-lived imposition of martial law. Former Homeland Security official Miles Taylor is calling on independent government watchdogs to investigate after President Trump ordered Homeland Security to look into his government service. Taylor wrote an anonymous 2018 New York Times op-ed sharply critical of Trump. In the president's April 9th memorandum, Trump accused Taylor of making up stories to sell his book and directed government agencies to investigate him. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has directed the Food and Drug Administration to review the nutrients and other ingredients in baby formula. The effort is being dubbed Operation Stork Speed and is the first deep look at the ingredients since 1998. This is AP News. Closing arguments in Harvey Weinstein's retrial on sex assault and rape are set to begin today.
The fate of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will soon be in the hands of a New York jury. Closing arguments in his sex assault and rape trial are today. The 73-year-old did not take the stand in his own defense. Three women testified against him for days, giving emotional and graphic accounts of what they say he did to them, including suggesting he'd helped them achieve their showbiz dreams, but then maneuvered them into private settings and preyed on them. Weinstein's attorneys argue anything that happened was consensual. The former Hollywood honcho's first conviction in New York was overturned. No matter what happens in court this time, he still goes back to jail for a Los Angeles sex crimes conviction that he's appealing. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.